Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
We have a man holding on right now. He's a man called Jai Arrow, who I understand I've been listening to when Jerome Luai and Brian To'o, they carried the boombox around at New South Wales training. And whenever the name Jai Arrow is mentioned, this comes out of the boombox. He joins us now. G'day, mate.
He's going. That was good. I like that one.
How are you feeling, big boy?
You got your day off?
Sorry, what was that?
You got the day off?
Yeah, day off today. So refresh the legs, refresh the mind, and get ready to go to Townsville pretty soon. So it'll be enjoyable and looking forward to it.
The how's the lead up been, mate? We know that there's been a few injuries early in the week with Munster and a couple of bumps and bruises this time of year always. So as of the last training session, everyone's on board and ready to go?
Yeah, everyone's travelling well. We obviously had a few hiccups there with a few boys under injury cloud, but they're all training well, and we're sort of trying to prepare as best we can and make sure that we're putting our bodies physically and mentally ready for a tough battle against New South Wales on Wednesday. But yeah, there's no real troubles for us at the moment, apart from KP, who unfortunately got ruled out for us the other day. So
obviously that song we played for you at the top of the interview was a bit of tongue-in-cheek, but in the front row against a New South Wales team who are going to be pumped. I know you're going to be pumped. Hey, what's been going through your mind in the last, say, 24 hours about, the process?
To be honest, MJ, there's not much going through this mind. It's more just enjoying myself in camp and going around with all the boys and enjoying their company, but I don't like to play the game too soon, so I just want to prepare as best I can and enjoy the boys' company, enjoy camp while I'm away, and I'm sure when it sort of gets to the game day, that's when I'll start switching on and start thinking about my job and what I have to do. But as of now, it's just enjoy myself, enjoy the company of the boys, and enjoy the facilities we're at and the nice food that we get for free, which is even better. So that's more just what I'll be worried about at the moment.
Jai, it's Wado, mate. I read an article the other day. I thought I was having deja vu, but no, it was for real. It was Dane Gagai misses training because of illness. Can you fill us in on Dane's illness and how he's going, or is this another great Queensland conspiracy furphy?
Nah, look, he's good. He's good, isn't he? That's why I messaged him when we found out he wasn't coming to train. I said, "You're good for missing training, and you're unbelievable." But he's all right. He'll definitely be right for the game, and pretty sure he'll be training with us tomorrow. So he had a little boo boo the other day that he didn't want to train. So little Sook just rested up and was in bed for a bit. So that's for sure.
That's good to hear. I did have a little chuckle to myself when I seen that headline.
Jai, what about beautiful Townsville? Did you guys get in there early when the rooms were 130, or now when they're 1,990 with the price gouging that's going on?
Sorry, what was that?
They put the rooms in your hotel. It was $131 a couple of weeks ago to get into a Townsville hotel. It's now $1,990. You like the idea of playing up there?
Yeah, of course. I love the idea of playing up there. It's obviously going to be the first time that Townsville are going to have an origin there, and I think they bumped up the prices because apparently New South Welshmen were trying to stay at that hotel. So we just had to bump up the price a little bit and make them put their hands in their pockets. So there's nothing better than when you get people putting their hands in their pockets. That's for sure. And letting the old moss fly.
Nothing like a Queenslander exactly. Take advantage of a situation. Hey, Jai, tell us about this year's camp a little bit. It's you've had Kevy there the last year. You've had before that. You've had Wayne last year. Paul Green comes in, puts his stamp on. Now no one externally knows what's going on because he's shut the doors. We can't get in. He hasn't opened up a training session. None of you guys, other than your kind self, have come out and done any interviews. So what's Paul Green like to have as an Origin coach?
Yeah, really good. He's been really calm, actually. I think he's obviously enjoying the role as head coach for Queensland, and I'm sure he's relishing that. But he's been pretty calm and very good with us. We've definitely trained hard over the last couple of days, and he's told us what he expects from us, and we want us to play for our state, and as a Queenslander, that's what you usually do. So you know, he's been, as I said, very calm and very enjoyable to work with. And we got a couple of sessions to go before the big game. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Jai, Brad Fittler has said that he was in fact doing some coaching with the Blues with 12 men just in case there are sin binnings, given what's going on. What's been the attitude within your camp and how you think this is going to be officiated?
Yeah, it's definitely a hard one. Obviously, with all the new crackdowns and all that coming in, it's definitely going to be spoken about. It has been spoken about with the, I suppose, the you know, high tackle and stuff like that. So it's just a matter of being aware of it. I have no doubt. I reckon the officials are going to be aware of it, but I hope there'll be a little bit of leniency with you know, some of, I guess it's hard to you know, figure out whether it's intentional or not, but I know for myself and for most rugby league players, you don't go out there to intentionally hurt someone or hit them in the head and stuff like that. So you know, hopefully there's a little bit more leniency with the Origin game, but you know, if it's intentional and stuff like that, and more for players' welfare. So definitely a hard one, and who'd want to be a ref? It'd be the hardest job in the world, especially in Townsville with lunatic Queensland fans. If they make one call, good luck to them walking off the field. There'll probably be beer cans thrown at them.
Who's your roommate?
Nah, we got our own rooms. We got our own rooms, so you get time to yourself, and you obviously spend the day with the boys, but once you go back to your room, you get your own sort of little time to yourself, which is nice and enjoyable.
All right. Well, Jai, we really appreciate you taking some time out to have a chat with us. And with abject insincerity, good luck for Wednesday night. Hope it goes well.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Will do. There he is, Jai Arrow, joining us.
Wow.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.